In life, there are all sorts of wake-up calls. But crowing on East 73rd Street was one I was not prepared for. It was my own fault, really. I let my frenzy for a rent-controlled apartment near Barney's override the fact that it was animal hospital adjacent. That's the thing about New York. You never know what's just around the corner. Or in Samantha's case, just outside your window. There they were, Samantha's friendly neighborhood pre-op transsexual hookers. Half man, half woman, totally annoying.
Girl, she got hooked up a handful with
them. He was all up in my stuff once. I told him, you better get that thing out of my ass or I'm going to shit on it.
Get that thing out of my ass or I'm going to shit on it.
I mean, is that the dirtiest thing you've ever heard?
Let's hope so.
I am paying a fortune to live in a neighborhood that's trendy by day and tranny by night.
Tranny?
Transsexuals. Chicks with dicks, boobs on top, balls down below.
I don't get the appeal there.
It's the other white meat.
Oh, I understand that pseudo-straight married men from New Jersey have to get laid, but do they have to do it on my block?
I thought my roof chickens were bad.
Every morning at 4 a.m. they start up. I mean, it's like they're putting on a show.
The up-my-ass players.
Too early for tranny talk?
It's so weird to just be sitting here eating egg white omelets again like nothing ever happened.
It was our first Saturday morning breakfast together since Charlotte had flown the co-op and left Trey, her husband of just 3 months.
I was married, and now what? I'm single again?
Sweetie, you're not single. You're just separated.
That's right. I'm not single. I'll never be single again. I'll be divorced. And the only thing worse than being 34 and single is being 34 and divorced.
Oh,
I can think of something worse. Being 34 and trapped in a marriage that doesn't work. I try hard enough.
Hard being the operative word.
Sweetie, Trey has an impotence problem.
Ah! I am so sick of talking about Trey. I think and talk about Trey all the time. Just change the subject, please. Just talk about the up-my-ass stuff.
Okay, here's the plan. Sunday night, we all come over, have a little unpacking party, and no tray talk.
Absolutely. I'll bring the cocktail.
And I'll bring the food. How's everyone feel about roof chicken?
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I live around the corner, and my window looks over the roof with the chickens and the crowings.
Roosters.
Excuse me?
They are roosters. Roosters crow.
Oh, right. Yes, well, they do. And very loudly.
I'm so sorry. We just got them rescued from a cockfight in the Bronx.
Oh, my God.
I'll have them moved to the basement.
Oh, no. You don't have to do that. They had all that fight trauma. They need fresh air. I don't want them to be miserable.
Don't worry. They have a very lovely life.
No, that's all right. I'll get over it. Thank you for being so nice. Oh, just gonna take one of these for my friend. She has a cat.
Hey, Fatty, you hungry? Yeah? I'm hungry, too.
Right.
The Chinese takeout lady thinks I'm pathetic. She said every night, the same thing.
That's a tad bitchy for a takeout lady.
Do you think I'm in a rut?
A food rut?
I'm sitting home with my cat, ordering the same thing almost every night. The only thing that could make it sadder is if I had a Kathy comic taped to my refrigerator door.
Never say Kathy comic to me again.
She giggled at me, the takeout lady.
Then order from someplace else. There's like 600 Chinese places on your block.
This place is my favorite. I like their cold noodles. And it's easier than figuring out where else to go.
Fine, then bear the takeout food chain. There they were, our ex-boyfriends. What are they doing together? What are they, friends now?
Apparently, this is bad.
What do you think they're talking about?
What do you think they're talking about?
Their dogs?
Yeah, here's their dog conversation. How's your dog? Good. How's yours? Good. Was that those two bitches who ruined our lives?
Oh, I didn't say yes.
Here we have a choice. We can either run the other way, or we can move into this building.
Come on, we can't run. These shoe straps will break. All right. How do I look?
Good. Great.
You look great, too.
Thank God I didn't wear my drawstring pants.
Okay. That's another thing about New York. You never know who is just around the corner.
See, this is what I like about New York. Street traffic.
Hey! Oh. Hi!
Oh, look at you.
Hello.
Look who it is, Pete.
Hey, Pete! Hello! Oh, my God! Look how big he got!
He starts college next year.
You must be very proud.
Two beers at a time. What, Miranda and I give you guys a drinking problem?
They're not just for us, so.
I have nightmares about that ladies' room for weeks.
Carrie, Miranda, it's Jessica, Susan.
Hello.
Honey, do you still want to see the movie or just crash?
Okay.
Well, we have to go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah. It's good to see you, Aiden. Bye.
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 Oh. Sorry.
All right.
I ran him away that way.
That night, over at Charlotte's, some light unpacking and some heavy realizations.
Well, they're over us. It's just so hilarious.
I'm hemorrhaging inside. It's so funny.
We thought they were sitting there pining away, and they have new girlfriends already.
Were they cute?
The point is not if they were cute. The point is, they were there.
They were cute.
Very cute.
How can they have new relationships already? I'm still in the I just broke up with someone phase.
It's infuriating. Women sit around obsessing about what went wrong over and over, and men just say, all righty. And they move on.
I take offense at that generalization. Not all women sit around and obsess about men. As soon as my relationships are over, I move on.
Relationships?
You know. Hey.
Well, I definitely do try to figure out what went wrong, but I don't think that I obsess.
Oh, my God. You're misobsessed. Big?
Well, yeah, okay, yes, big. Big was tricky. I still don't know what happened there.
Honey, you look back so much, you should have a relationship rearview mirror. Relationships may appear closer than they actually are.
Well, I didn't obsess about Aiden. Aiden was clear. I heard him. He moved on.
It's so much easier for men to move on.
Is it?
Oh, please! The ratio of women to men in this city is huge. All they have to do is sit outside, have a beer, and wait for the Jessicas and Susans to come to them.
Well, maybe we only obsess over relationships that feel unfinished.
Well, I can guarantee that Trey isn't sitting around with his friends obsessing about what went wrong.
That's because men never think that anything is their fault.
I wish there were no men.
Oh, God, call someone. She's gone insane.
If there were no men, then we wouldn't feel hurt. And we wouldn't be disappointed.
And we wouldn't be spending our entire night sitting here obsessing about them. I'm so over men. What? I am.
Later that night, I got to thinking about men and women and relationships. Or more to the point, how women feel men disappoint them in relationships. Then a radical, almost earth-shattering thought popped into my head. What if everything isn't the man's fault? After a certain age and a certain number of relationships, if it still isn't working and the exes seem to be moving on and we don't, perhaps the problem isn't the last boyfriend, or the one before him, or even the one before him. Could it be that the problem isn't them, but horror of horrors, is it us? And downtown, the Up My Ass players were in the middle of their late night repertory. Much Ado About Up My Ass and Long Day's Journey Up My Ass. Samantha decided if she was ever going to get a good night's sleep again, she'd have to test just how effective a PR professional she was.
I'm realer than they are.
Ladies, hello.
Motherfucker.
I live right up there, the loft within earshot. Now, as much as I respect a woman's right for a little something-something with certain New Jersey gentlemen, I have a request. I have a very early business meeting. And I think we all know there are certain dark circles that even the cleverest makeup tricks can't cover. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Sorry to wake you, baby. We'll take it down here a bit.
I appreciate it. By the way, I'm Samantha.
Destiny.
China. Joe.
No, we. She got the E cut off.
I told you I was going to get you back. Those heels are fierce, Miss Girl.
Aha!
Don't I know it?
Samantha always knew how to get her way with men, even if they were half women.
What?
Rough night.
Who is this?
It's me.
Oh. I didn't recognize your voice. You sounded different.
Did I wake you? It's only 11:30.
No, I was up late working, and there are these goddamn chickens that crow on the roof next door.
Roosters. Roosters crow.
Yes, a fun on the farm fact everyone seems to be aware of but me.
So tell me, is Red a mistake?
In what way?
I'm repainting my bedroom.
A red bedroom?
Just one wall. But I think it's too red. It's like sleeping in communist China. She left. We ended it.
I heard.
You did? How?
I think it was on the news.
Could we have lunch sometime? Well, I really need to talk to you. Please.
Where?
The Boathouse Restaurant in Central Park.
How about Saturday, too? Carrie?
I'm nodding.
So I'll see you, too, then.
Bye.
Later that day, I met Miranda at my favorite thrift store to dig for buried treasure.
Hey, do you think I can get away with a hanging there baby halter top?
I don't think anybody can get away with a hanging there baby halter top. Do you want to go to the Hopper exhibit Saturday afternoon?
Oh, I can't. I have to work. I lied. I don't have to work. I'm meeting Big for lunch, and I didn't think you'd approve.
Wait, you're meeting Big?
He called. He sounded upset, and he said he needed to talk.
Since when does Big talk?
What does that mean? He's upset about Natasha leaving.
You know what? I'm not holding your hand through this again.
I'm not asking you to hold my anything. We're just having lunch.
It's a huge mistake.
It is not a huge mistake. It's lunch.
Wake up, Carrie. How many more times are you going to go through this?
He is bad for you. Jesus, every time you get near him, you turn into this pathetic, needy, insecure victim. And the thing that pisses me off the most is that you're more than willing to go right back for more.
I am not going back for more, and I can't even believe... I can't believe you would say that to me.
If you start up with Big again...
I am not starting up with Big again.
Well, if you do, I don't want to know anything about it. I mean it, Carrie. No calls, no crying.
Oh, what are you going to do, Miranda? Are you going to cut me out of your life like you did to Steve?
What?
The first sign of any little weakness or flaw, and you just write people off. My God, Miranda, you are so judgmental. Oh, what, you can say that I'm pathetic and needy and I can't say anything to you? You know, everybody's not as tough as you, Miranda. Pete, some of us make mistakes. Perfect, that's just perfect. Walk away. It's all my fault.
And right there, next to the $2 for $5 bin, Miranda and I had our first big fight.
You have no visitors.
I thought by the time I got home, Miranda would have left an apology on my machine. I was going to call her, but I wasn't quite sure what to say, or whose fault it really was. And at the exact same moment across town, Miranda was preparing to make the call she'd been dreading all day.
Singer Garden, may I help you?
Hi, yes, I'd like to order some takeout.
Okay. Address, please.
331 West 78th Street, apartment 4F. I'd like
chicken,
some...
chicken, broccoli, brown sauce, brown rice, cold noodles, right?
You know what? I don't need this. Never mind.
Okay, bye-bye.
After she hung up, Miranda couldn't get the giggle out of her head. She decided to walk the two blocks to confront the woman with the judgmental giggle who thought she was so much better than her.
Hi.
Singer Garden, may I help you? Okay. Yes, address please. 224 West 70. Oh, sorry. 73.
Miranda realized the giggle wasn't about her at all. It wasn't about anything. It really wasn't the noodles that kept her coming back to this particular restaurant. It was the fact that this had been their place, and it was filled with happy memories.
Twice in 1 week. Am I lucky or what?
I thought I got custody of this place.
I like the hot and sour soup. You here by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Sit down. I've got this whole bowl of crunchies here that I'll never get through. So how are you?
Oh, not good. Carrie and I had a huge fight.
Yeah? About what?
Me, her, you... Big. Me. My judgmental stuff. How bad was it?
It wasn't good.
Steve, I didn't throw you away, did I?
No.
She said I did.
Miranda, only you and I can ever really know what happened between you and I. It's nobody else's business. She said that, huh? Ouch. Must have been pretty mad.
Well, I didn't exactly say nice things to her either. I just don't want her to get hurt again, you know?
So you yelled at her?
Yeah.
Sounds about par.
I'm guessing your new girlfriend doesn't yell.
Nope.
How's that going?
It's okay.
You like the order?
Oh, yes, I'd like the chicken with broccoli and brown... You know what? Let me see the menu. I should try something new.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Live a little.
Wow, there's so much.
Baby, you're so fucking hot.
I know. I can't believe
believe it. They go away for one night, and then they're back three nights in a row.
Forget them, baby. Look at me.
I'm sorry. I'm here. Where are those cops? I called them a half an hour ago.
Baby, look at me. Let's bring it on home.
I can't.
Baby, I'm close.
No, well, I'm not.
The idea that she'd miss a night's sleep pissed Samantha off. The idea that she'd miss an orgasm was more than she could bear.
I can't help you, sister.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Cut my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Now, I'd like to see you try, motherfucker. I know you think you're those cheap hay lashes. They weren't that fierce, no way. I don't know what is going on.
Baby, you're not going to pull Lorena Bobbitt, are you?
$10,000 a month, and I just told you fucking trannies up there. I don't fucking think so. I am a tax-paying citizen and a member of the Young Women's Business Association. I don't have to put up with this shit.
Baby, forget them and come back to bed.
But there was nothing anyone could do to stop her. Samantha was a woman obsessed. She had a date with destiny. China and Joe. No E.
Take this, lady!
I will come up there and kick your ass, bitch! Get up my head, man! Shit! We are moving.
You heard the man. Moving along. Hey, where are you going?
Home. Baby, pick me out.
And uptown, Charlotte was a bit freaked out as well. Unable to sleep and unable to unpack, she was spending time with the only man she could bring herself to tolerate, the Dalai Lama.
Charlotte, it's me.
Trey? What are you doing here? It's 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know. I saw your light on from the street. I figured you'd still be up.
What do you want?
Since you left, I can't stop thinking about you.
Honey, we're separated.
I know.
It seems once Charlotte tore off men, this man couldn't get enough of her. He wasn't a rooster, and it wasn't the Bronx, but from somewhere deep inside, Trey's cock began to crow. And across town, I was still wide awake. I couldn't get my fight with Miranda out of my head. Turns out, I was a woman who was not only capable of obsessing about my relationships with men, I was a woman who was capable of obsessing about my relationships with women. No. Hi, this is your neighbor who complained about the chickens. I'm leaving a message because I can't take it anymore. Move them in. Thanks. I figured if they had a very lovely life, I was entitled to the same thing.
Well. Alrighty. I knew that was in me somewhere.
You did.
I just hadn't felt it since before.
Why'd you stop yourself before what?
Since before we got engaged.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you think our whole problem had to do with the fact that...
What? Say it.
You didn't really want to marry me.
No. I think it may have had something to do with the fact that I maybe didn't want to get married to anybody.
Then why did you?
I guess I thought it was time. I'm of a certain age. People expect you to get married.
Yes, well, that sounds familiar.
And one other thing.
What?
I married you because I knew I'd never find anyone as wonderful as you to marry.
Away, a pre-op transsexual, but he came back loaded with eggs.
Oh! Now who's laughing, bitch?
Samantha realized this was one relationship with a man she wouldn't be able to just walk away from, because this man was half woman.
Oh, good, you're there.
I was just gonna call you.
Do you really think I'm pathetic?
No, I'm so sorry. I don't think you're pathetic at all.
I'm outside the restaurant hiding in some bushes. Do you still not think I'm pathetic?
Oh.
Look, I know you think it's a huge mistake.
It's just something I feel I need to do to move on or something.
You know what? Don't listen to me.
I have no idea what's right for you and Big.
Okay. But if I'm totally wrong and it is a huge mistake, I need to know you'll be there for me.
I'm there.
Okay. I'm going in. Any last-minute advice?
Yes, don't let him kiss you. That seems to be where you get into trouble.
Carrie?
I'm nodding. Hello, you.
Hello, you. It's good to see you.
Are you okay? How was your shower?
I no longer smell of pond. Exactly how many terry cloth robes do you have?
Three or four.
Oh, three or four. I swore I would never be in this room with you again.
You said to take you to the nearest shower.
One red wall.
Yep. It's red.
Hey, I gotta ask you a question. Was it all my fault?
No. It wasn't all your fault.
Man, we really screwed that up. What were we thinking?
I have no idea.
Fuck. I was counting on you for answers. How you doing, kid?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Aside from the fact I feel like I've been through a war.
Really? We're like war buddies. War buddies in Calvin Klein robes.
I hate to admit this, but I kind of like living alone again.
Why doesn't that surprise me? I should go.
Don't you want to stay a while?
I can't.
Why?
Because, sweet friend, you and I or like that red wall. It's a good idea in theory, but somehow doesn't quite work. And just like that, I realized Big and I weren't us anymore. We had become something else. What it was, I had no idea. Oh. No idea where the chickens had gone, but I hoped it wasn't the Bronx, and I hoped they were happy.
Hey! Ha ha! Who wants a wiener?
Girl, I'm trying to get rid of one.
The next Saturday, Samantha decided to throw a kiss and makeup party for the up my ass players and their friends.
Trey called me 3 times last week. He is just dying to get back together, but I don't know. I mean, is that wise?
Oh my God, I'm obsessing again, aren't I?
Little bitch.
So, what are we all drinking?
Flirtinis, vodka, pineapple, and champagne. Flirtinis.
Destiny made them. Honey, I'm way past a flirtini. I need a martini.
What's your language? There's ladies present.
Where?
Hi. The flower. Look
what
up.
Do you mean, you with the flower? You talking to me?
Girl, let
you
me girl.
What do you want?
I want you to give me a twirl and a swirl.
I need to see you spin.